Hi guys, this is Pastor Jeff from the Lewis Center campus. I want to welcome you again to another edition of our Friday Drivecast. And you probably know by now that Fridays are the day of the week that we venture off the weekly teaching topic and we go where the Lord takes us. So once again, let's get started. You know, as a youngster, I remember waking up frightened in the middle of the night and quietly getting up out of bed, tiptoeing into my parents' bedroom, not saying a word, yet hoping, just praying silently that one of them could either hear me breathing or sense my physical presence in their room. And, you know, in my mind, I'm desperate for one of them to wake up so that they could tend to me and tend to my fears. And eventually one, maybe even both of them, woke up. And they listened to my fears and would tuck me back into bed. And, you know, as a kid, I envied how my parents managed to sleep soundly at night with no fear of monsters under their bed. And which leads me to the story in Mark's Gospel, chapter 4, the disciples and Jesus in a boat on the Sea of Galilee when a huge storm comes up. Fierce winds and waves are crashing over the boat so much that Mark says that the boat begins to fill up. And what's Jesus doing during the storm? Well, Mark 4:38 says, "And Jesus was in the stern of the boat, asleep on a cushion." Okay, time out. I don't know about you, but Jesus sleeping through a life-threatening storm? I mean, really? Is Mark describing an exhausted, physically worn-out Jesus who's really a heavy sleeper? And you know, I've read this story for years, and this Jesus asleep in the boat. And the disciples, unlike me, who was afraid to wake my parents up, just wishing or hoping one of them would just happen to hear me on their own and get up. Well, the disciples, they brazenly woke Jesus up in this boat, exclaiming, "Teacher, don't you care that we're perishing here?" Well, what I think Mark's doing is brilliant, and I believe that Mark knows his Hebrew Bible really well, particularly the book of Exodus and Psalms. Masterfully, Mark is painting a picture equating Jesus as Yahweh God of the Exodus, who heard the cries of the Hebrews as they stood at the Red Sea with the Egyptian army breathing down their necks. And like Yahweh God, who spoke to the sea and made a path in the middle. In Mark's story, Jesus speaks to the storm, saying, "Peace, be still." And the wind dies down and the sea becomes perfectly calm. And like the psalmist in Psalm 44, in fervent prayer, cries out to God, "Wake up, O Lord, why do you sleep? Awake, do not reject us forever. Why do you hide your face and forget our affliction and our opposition? For our soul has sunk down into the dust, and our body cleaves to the earth. Rise up, be our help." And just like the God of the psalmist could be trusted and depended upon for help, Mark's Jesus, too, can be trusted when we face storms in our lives. Yes, Jesus hears our pleas and our distress signals when we cry out to him. And this is the point where the analogy of me sneaking into mom and dad's bedroom breaks down. As a kid, I just stood there in the silence, hoping that they would wake up in my presence, timid and shy. And yet the disciples in the boat with Jesus, they were anything but timid. Like the psalmist cried out to God over and over again, "Wake up, arise, O Lord, I need your help." So, is it sleepy Jesus in the storm-tossed boat, physically drained because of his demanding public ministry, who's a heavy sleeper? No. Mark's portraying Jesus on the same level as the God of the Old Testament, who the psalmists cry out to for help, and who the Israelites cried out to. The God who spoke to the wind to divide the sea so his people could come out on the other side. And it may feel like Jesus is asleep on the job when it comes to the storms in our lives, but we can rest assured that he isn't. So I don't know where today's DriveCast finds you. Maybe you or someone you know is being tossed about by the storms of life, and it feels like Jesus is asleep on the job. And you're beating yourself up over the fact that you feel Jesus is napping. And that feeling and those cries out for him to wake up, it doesn't make you any less human. In fact, it makes you more human. Keep reading Mark chapter 4. Keep crying out to him. And at the right time, he'll engage the storm, and the wind and the waters will obey. And so in closing today, I want to thank you for tuning in to the DriveCast. It means a lot that you make it a point to listen in. And remember to worship with us live or online Sunday mornings at 9 o'clock, 10 o'clock, or 11 o'clock. And now it's time for prayer and reflection. And this is your opportunity to say to Jesus, Lord, arise. I need your help throughout my day. So long.